It was actually a lot easier than I expected. A lot of people were concerned about having to wait for long lines, and I just didn't see anything. I walked right in, walked right out. I think it was a lot of hoopla over a little bit of nothing. So
it took me a little few minutes because I wanted it to make sure exactly who I was voting for.
Was there a long line?
No, not at all. Walk in and walk out.
You will see, it's pretty good. It's quick. They got a lot of people working, helping you out and everything. They tell you how you vote and everything. It's pretty fast.
For me, it was different because in New York City, we vote different. We use the computer.
WMNF spoke with Alex Sink, Florida's chief financial officer, outside a polling location at the Seminole Heights Baptist Church.
Well, I've been visiting various precincts around the Tampa area, and they're pretty, I wouldn't say quiet, but not long lines, with the exception of USF, where students are waiting in line a couple of hours to vote. So I'm hoping the supervisor is going to send some more help out there to get those lines down. But a lot of enthusiasm, and people are just determined to make their voice heard.
Sink, a Democrat and Obama supporter, predicted he would win the state.
I feel like Obama's going to carry Florida. I've spent a lot of time in Miami, West Palm, Jacksonville, Orlando, here in Tampa Bay, up in Tallahassee, of course, and I have never seen the type of enthusiasm and organization and groundswell of support and just absolute commitment to the candidate that I've seen for Senator Obama. And I'm hopeful, of course, that he'll carry Florida. I think that would say a lot about our state.
In Central and West Tampa, WMNF encountered mostly Obama supporters, including two women who waved signs as traffic on Columbus Drive passed the West Tampa Convention Center. But there were also McCain supporters.
I'm here supporting Palin and McCain. I'm just holding a sign for the day and doing my little part.
I vote for Bahama because I feel that we do need a change. So whoever is out there, come on down and do your vote.
I supported Barack Obama. I just really honestly think that voting for McCain is just going to vote for the same regime that's been running things for the last 8 years. And it's not good. So we need a little change right now.
Well, I'm here campaigning for anybody who's on the Democratic County Democratic slate and also for Obama on the O train and also for the GLBTA caucus. And Beckner, Obama, the whole slate.
Yeah, all day, Obama, because we need a change. We got to change the United States. We know we're going to win.
In West Tampa, City Council member Charlie Miranda would not disclose who he voted for, but was encouraged by the large turnout.
I voted in precinct just down the street at 219, and I had a great euphoric feeling because I got there at 6:50 in the morning, and I had about an hour and 10-minute wait. And I've never seen that at precinct 219. And there were three abreast, maybe 50, 60 yards away from the poll when you got in. So I thought it was exhilarating to see those many good Americans going up and finally casting their vote. A lot of people were first-timers. A lot of people were regulars. And I've been voting in that same precinct since 1968. And it was, like I said earlier, a very great feeling to see so many people stand up for and go vote.
For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.